Yes, you're listening to RDU 98.5. Give me a moment. Right, so playing this weekend right here in Ototahi is the wonderful Oti Porti band. What are they called? Our Hotel. There we go. My headphones are now on. And I'm very delighted to be talking to band member. I don't know actually what he does in the band. Dave is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Liam. I've never had quite a fantastic intro to that.
You're so welcome. You're a guitarist of some sort in the band, right?
I play bass. I've played guitar my whole life, but back in the days of Rockquest, my friend said, "You are not good enough on guitar. We're going to put you on the bass." And I actually like it. So I'm stuck with it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there we go. A happy ending, even though that basically started out as being told you're shit at something.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the hardest truths you learn the most from, you know.
Wow, that is beautiful.
I feel like I'm a font of wisdom.
Wow, oh my god. Right, so you're playing this weekend right here in Ototahi. That's very exciting. How is El Hotel?
We are fantastic. We had a practice, we had our first full band practice yesterday at lunchtime during work, and considering we hadn't played in 3 months, we're like, damn, we're pretty tight. We're pretty tight. We're going to have a few more practices, but we're going well.
Oh, good, good.
Drummer had a son last year.
Oh, my God.
So our family is growing, but we're super excited. It's going to be our first gig in Christchurch this year, second gig of the year, and our first time playing at Space Academy.
Oh, lovely. Space Academy's probably one of the better venues. So, you know, nicely done getting that one, I guess.
Yeah. No, we're excited. But, like, seems to be a rite of passage for a band to play at, you know, Dark Room and Space Academy. So we're slowly ticking off the bingo cards, going to all the different gigs that are venues. But we are so, so, so excited. We just love playing music, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's good you like playing music. You
work yeah, at, given we're in a band.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, that's a low hanging fruit, but it's great anyway. I'm so happy for you. That sounded so cunty. Now, this tour you're on, obviously, thank you that Ototahi is your first show out of Dunedin. Thank you for that, obviously. But is it a big tour? Like, are you going everywhere?
No, so this is sort of just a mini warm-up tour just to prove to ourselves that we still got it.
Nice, I like that.
So we've, to the start of the year, we just wanted to do Dunedin, Ahamton, Oti Porti, and Ototahi, just because it's so close by. I guess a lot of bands in New Zealand are struck by the issue of it costs so much to travel to the North Island to do a tour, and often you can't get it all ticked off in one weekend, so you have to have multiple flights. And if you've got work and then you're taking leave, it gets very expensive. So
yeah,
we're doing
what
we can without taking leave. But we are working on a tour of NZ. It'll be sort of March, April. It will be very small because, again, for the reasons I stated just before, but we're looking forward to that. We will make it to the North Island, but we'll also be making it back to Russia.
Oh, that's good. Okay, great. That's really all I care about, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and we need you at the gig, Liam. We haven't had you at one yet.
No, I know.
We can't have you at Space Academy.
Yeah, this is terrible. I don't really care much for music, so that's fine. It's no worries for me. No, you're making me laugh. What was I going to ask? Oh, yes, you've released an EP last year. I assume you'll be playing that?
Yes, we will be. It's, I don't know if this is up yourself or not, but I still listen to that EP. And I'm like, we are all so, so proud of it. And it's like, it's probably not quite like having a child, but to me, it's the closest thing I've got to a child, and I just love it. And we love playing it live. So we're playing that. We've got a few new tracks that we're playing as well. There's an EP that is, we've got demos for it, but we need to record it. So we'll be playing a little teaser of that.
Oh, fantastic.
And like probably the most exciting bit of the whole event is we're playing with Pool House, so our Ototahi locals. They're incredible. They've been smashing with NZ on their funding. They've just started a label called Velvet the Label. And they're awesome.
They actually are. I'm glad you mentioned them because I totally forgot to do that part. Pool House are an amazing Christchurch band. And to our audience out there, they're actually coming on the show tomorrow to talk about that label of theirs.
Oh, you're kidding. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Tying in cross-contamination, synergy.
Look at that.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. That makes me look like a really good show producer now. Like, oh.
Hey, that's a good. Liam told me to bring that up organically earlier on the post.
No, you did. Supernaturally. Well done. I'm so excited. So tell me, this new music that you may or may not be playing, is it a bit of a departure from your old EP, or is it kind of building on that?
It's probably a bit more, we probably get a bit more rocky as we're writing songs. Well, I mean, I say we, Jono, our guitarist, he writes. He's an incredible songwriter, so he sort of brings it to the band, and we just add the little final touches. But it's getting more rocky. There's there's sort of a bit of everything, but it's not like we're not going experimental. We're not going Radiohead on yet. It's still clearly our hotel.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now tell me, in this creative process after what's his name? Johnny? Did you say?
Johnny,
Johnny,
mate.
Johnny, yeah, let's go with that. Once Johnny's finished lyrics, what do you contribute?
That's a good question. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Interesting.
Johnny Mace, lyrics is kind of last, I guess. But he'll write the song, and then it's tricky. I find it tricky to add anything to. Like anything solid to a song in terms of bass before all the other parts are solidified, because I quite like doing like counterpoints on the bass or accenting the melodies that are being done on the guitar. So when everything's done, that's sort of when Garcia Drums and myself, we sort of step in and fill out our part. So the early songwriting process, we sort of, I do F all.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone else does all the hard work, then you just front it on the radio and the media. So you take all the credit. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. It's
all broke.
And now I'm
exposed. Space Academy, where can people get tickets to this gig?
Brilliant question. Thank you. So at Space Academy, which is 371 St. Asaph Street in Ototahi, but you know that because you're all local.
Yes.
If you go to Al Hotel on Instagram, there's a link in our bio. There's our OnlyFans, and then there's the... No, sorry, that's such a shit joke. There's a link in our bio for the ticket. You can also just go to UTR or Google Pool House Al Hotel, and you'll see the link for those tickets. They are $15. Your admission, and then we're going to bump the price to 20 on the door. So please get them when they're cheaper, because we don't like charging more than we have to, but we've got some costs to cover. But we're super excited. We'd love to see all we can there. And we're going to go to Goji's Korean barbecue and karaoke after the gig. So if you want to come to that, you're welcome to join us. It's open invite. And I'm invite.
Nice touch. That is how you finish your night.
It's sort of a bit of a tradition for us at this point.
That is dangerous, though, like mentioning that on air. You're going to get some freaks following you now.
But when you look at us, like,
Yeah, it's just what?
Like, we are the freaks.
Freaks following freaks. Like, it's just a freak brigade. It's not a big deal, really. I'm so excited. Actually, well, I am, but not in a sense of, like, I'm excited I'll be there. Because I won't be, which is really annoying. But, Dave, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And I'm so excited for your gig on Saturday. And you're playing Friday night as well. That's a quick turnaround.
Yes, and we're going to be quite late. It's going to be a late set time on the Friday. So it's going to be interesting. Ooh, but we'll get 8 hours and we'll get there. We'll make it to sound check. But we're very excited. There's one last thing, Liam.
Yes.
You heard that people saying that the keyboards on your computer are dirtier than a toilet seat. Which, that doesn't make any sense to me, because the keyboard's on your computer, right? But the toilet seat's right there in the bathroom. Just makes you think, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't really. It makes me want to wash my hands, is what a...
Exactly.
That is awful, Dave. That was just awful. I didn't need or want that at all. I dare you to go lick a keyboard now, though.
No,
yeah. Oh, like, I'm looking at our studio one, thinking about the hundreds of people who use this a day. Like, imagine if I just licked this right now.
That would be a good way to get off work.
Oh, God. Okay, well, thank you, Dave. This is always a pleasure. Have a wonderful day. Don't do anything too stupid.
I will not.
And, I mean, I'll get you on air again some other time.
Oh, I look forward to it. Liam, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your weekend.
Oh, you too.